sex resolutions for 2016.
Play with me.
PlayboyRadio.com.
A show all about the playful side of sex
and sexuality.
Oh my gosh.
Hosted by Miyoko,
America's toy educator
and intimacy expert.
Hey everybody, it is the end of the year. Oh my God, in the midst of holiday time. And of course, New Year's Eve is just around the corner. Okay, maybe it's a few weeks away, but whatever, I'm already thinking about it. I'm trying to make plans, figuring out where I'm going to go, what kind of party I want to do, go to, be, I don't know. It's always a party when I'm there, I think. You know, we just had our wonderful Playboy party, holiday party, Playboy Radio, and I brought my mistletoe retractable like selfie stick thingy, and it's just so much fun to take props and be playful at, especially, not that it's so obligatory, because who wouldn't want to go to the Playboy Radio holiday party, but like work parties can be kind of crazy. So if you guys find yourself in the midst of holiday hell and doing all of these events and parties that you don't necessarily want to be going to, not that I didn't, again, but make it more fun. Have fun. Play with it. Play with people. It's a great way to like break the ice, have a conversation, be silly, be playful. The show is all about being playful. Let's play with me. I'm Miyoko, and it's Tuesday at noon, so that means we're live at Playboy Radio, and I am joined by Kim Ayers in the studio. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Miyoko.
Who is like really busy tweeting and stuff over here.
I know. Thank goodness I only use my mouth in radio.
Ah, there you go.
And my fingers and other things.
Right. And too. Everything else.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so now you are somebody who I think is extremely playful. I've always loved all of your blog posts and everything you have to say, because you don't view sex or anything in life, it would seem, that seriously.
Not at all.
Yeah. And you kind of look at it with the perspective of like, how can I do it this way? How could I try it this way?
For sure. Because I like to say I'm trisexual. I'll try anything sexual. Which is pretty true, actually.
I love that.
Yeah. Because I think people are really too afraid to try things that they haven't tried before.
Which I understand. I get that people feel uncomfortable and don't want to step outside of the box and, like, you know, step out of their comfort zone. But at the same time, why would people want to just have sex the same way all the time?
Well, you know what? I think there's like two things, and they kind of are parallel. Is one, if they try something, oh, I'm kinky. Ooh, and that's bad.
Yeah, but who's going to know?
Well, that's the whole thing. That steps right into it, because yeah. Society says, if you do this, you're naughty. You're
right.
Not nice, because it is the holiday season.
True.
And, you know, you're a dirty girl. And, you know, and I'll tell you, that shit sticks with women. Like,
it does.
Their whole life.
It does.
And that's, you know, I gave that up a long time ago. I think if I ever had it.
High five.
That's it. Because I've got a line. I care what you think about, but I don't care what you think about me.
I like that.
Yeah, it's your stuff. You know,
yeah.
You think I'm a slutty whore? Well, go right ahead. Knock yourself out, you know?
And what am I supposed to do? Like, spend my life changing your mind?
Right.
No.
Or acting like you, God forbid, you know? So it's so funny. It's just really, so yeah, so that's something that, you know, I just have never, I've never let the societal views of me stop me, because that's their baggage that they have. That,
right.
You know, that makes, that they're uncomfortable with themselves. Because it's not like, you know, like, especially around the sex thing, I'm not going to be asking you how you do. Oh, have you ever fisted? You know, have
right.
You ever,
like, I would not put somebody on the spot like
right.
that.
I never, never, ever, ever. So it's like, why are you so uncomfortable with what I do? Because I am not asking you personally about any of that. If
right.
you want to share it with me, that's totally up to you. I am never going to put you on the spot to do that.
No, and I'm probably not even inviting you to do it with me. So, you
so
know,
we're even.
Yeah. So, like,
know?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm not putting pressure on you to do something you maybe don't want to do.
Right.
I'm just making choices for myself.
Exactly.
Behind closed doors.
I know.
Or maybe in a few public spaces.
Open. I think it's a lot better. Yeah.
I love that. Well, we also have Yana Talon Hicks on the line, and she is a fantastic sex positive sex educator. Hi, Yana. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, you are. You are. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited
How
you could
you?
Join us this morning. I'm great.
I know, me too. Good.
I was thrilled to see your Instagram post the other day, and it just, like, there were so many words, and I had to actually figure out the chart that you had shared by Esther Perel. And I was just I actually looked at it for like 10 minutes, I want to say, and tried to figure it out and thought about it. And I was like, huh, who does that on social media? Like, generally, you look at something for 2 seconds, you like it, you move on. But it really just kind of struck a chord with me. And I thought, wow, this is kind of cool. It's very profound. It makes you really contemplate how you communicate with people.
Awesome. I'm glad that you liked it.
I did. Well, and I know it's not your chart or anything, but I loved that you shared it. And so then I had to look you up.
Her stuff is amazing. I share it as much as I can. I think she's amazing. I really want to be her when I grow up, hopefully.
Never grow up.
Yeah, it made me confront some of my demons about what kind of communicator I am when I'm dating. And I was a little embarrassed to share that I was a simmerer, but...
But I loved that you shared that, because, of course, we all want to say that we're very clear about what our choices are and how we feel about you. But the reality of it is that we're not. And maybe that's a great sex resolution for the new year, is like, learn how to break it off with somebody.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was thinking about what my sex resolutions were going to be for you this morning. And the first one that I wrote down was to be more direct about what I want.
Yes.
Either in the sack or dating wise. So it fits.
Well, it totally fits. But I think I'm pretty clear about what I want. I'm not very clear about what I don't want.
About what you don't want?
Yeah. And that's why that really resonated with me. Because I'm like, I'm pretty straightforward. If I want something from you, I will be very clear that I want something from you. But if I don't necessarily want something for you, I may not be direct about it and be like, no, actually, I never want to do this with you again.
Right. Well, it's kind of tied into this whole like female politeness sort of stigma that we have working against us. And also what Kim was saying, like people feeling like afraid of being direct about what they do want because they're going to be cast as being like selfish or slutty or weird or kinky by somebody else. So I feel like that's kind of what I was thinking about, was just kind of pushing against this idea that you're selfish if you're asking for what you want and kind of just asking for it.
Well, no, but I again, it's not even the asking for what I want that I find, because if I feel like if I'm in the situation where I have a rapport with somebody that I'm communicating with them about what my needs and desires are, that it's an open door. Like, that's okay. I agree with what you're saying about the, you know, having to be a nice person and not being mean and whatever, and saving people's feelings. And that's where I get a little... That's where I have a little problem of like, you know, let's say you're dating somebody and it's like you kind of want to have sex with them maybe again sometime. So you're nice to them and like, hey, can't wait for the next time I see you, but I'm going to be busy for a while kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. So wait, on the chart, did you pick out which one you were on the chart?
I was definitely more of an I would like to think I'm clear. I acknowledge that I'm not.
The direct one.
So yeah, I thought I was between icing and simmer, though, because I tend to like to build people up, too, and be like, hey, sexy, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I don't have time right now. And really, it's me saying I'm not choosing to be with you right now.
Right. And that's fine, right?
Well, I don't know. Is it? Is that icing? And then there's simmer, which is like more of the kind of just not communicate? Is that what simmer
is? Yeah, you kind of like, it's like you kind of like pare down your communication. Like maybe you were texting them every day and all of a sudden you're texting them like every 3 days. It's kind of like slowly backing out.
Which I think is obnoxious personally. I mean, I know you said that's you. I think that's terrible. Like, okay, just say like, hey, I would love to see you at some point. Like, I would rather hear that. Hey, I'd love to see you at some point. It's going to be a while.
Right. Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah. Icing seems like you would just kind of like cut it off a little bit. And ghosting is that you just like never even say anything.
Yeah. Ghosting. But at least you. But I think ghosting is clear. Like if you just don't message me, then it's pretty clear. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like mean.
It's mean. Oh, my. Well, I agree. It would be mean. I would never ghost somebody. I would just be like, hey, sorry, I've been busy. I hope your life is treating you great. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would still be respectful.
Yeah, but is that putting it off the inevitable?
Totally.
Like, I'd pull off that Band-Aid right away.
Okay, but so you didn't see the chart. Let me see if I can pull it up. But so the clear version is, hey, it was really great sharing this time with you. Right. I'm done. Like, this isn't working for me.
Yeah.
Power
is that
hunting.
You?
Is what she called it.
What did she call it?
power parting.
Oh, yes.
Power parting.
Yeah, you know, that's the most active one.
Yeah. Oh, really? I came up with a really great line for that. Is one time I went on a date with somebody and it was like, so, and
yeah,
it, that's always,
that?
How do you do that? And it came out and I use this line every time. I said, well, now's that awkward moment.
You said that to them?
I did. And that just kind of came out. And I'm like, what a perfect line that is, because everybody knows what the ending of that is going to be.
Right. They're
so
like,
you just kind of look at
them
and go, now's that awkward moment. And you just kind of make a face like, yeah. And then, you know, you're like, okay, thanks for a great night. Bye.
Right.
You know, and it was great because you didn't have to say, no, I really find you dull and boring, or no, nah, you don't do anything for me.
Okay.
Or,
but so he obviously wasn't like trying to make a move, or were you saying like, okay, that was awkward?
No, it was like, okay, I don't want to see you again.
Awkward.
Yeah. And I mean, they might be like, oh, I want to see you again, and say, you know what? I think I'm good. Thanks.
Right.
Have a great night. And then.
Okay. But what if it's somebody that you've been having sex with for a while?
I don't let those go.
I
keep them in my back pocket.
So how do
you
keep
never
them in the back pocket, though, is the thing. How do you communicate that? Like, hey.
Yeah, well, that's where the simmering comes in. Ah! You just kind of quietly pare it down.
But are you paring it down, or are you just like, you know.
Yeah, I think it depends also on the situation. Like, if somebody does something like really unsavory, I feel like power parting is a lot easier. You're
oh,
not
yeah.
worried about hurting their feelings.
But that's different. If you definitely know, like, you're done, I think I would be more clear. I think I would be pretty clear.
Yeah.
But if it's like a friends with benefits that, like, you know, maybe you don't want to see them once a month or twice. Do you know what I mean? Maybe you want to see somebody else more.
Right.
So then how do you, if they're kind of coming on strong, and then how do you say like, hey.
I'm busy. How about next year? Oh, it's only a couple weeks away now. But this will be in April, and so you have a lot of explaining to do.
A lot of people, I think that being direct is being hurtful. But I feel like sometimes being indirect is actually more hurtful to people's feelings, you know, because you're like stringing them along and they have hope and all this stuff. And I think that we should try, maybe I'm doing it too, even just talking about power parting as being like the mean thing to do.
Right.
But I don't think it's necessarily the mean thing. It's just like the most direct thing. And I feel like maybe, like, I don't know, maybe I should try to be a little more brave this year in 2016 and be more of a direct power parter without being mean. You don't have to be mean and be
You
like,
never have to be mean.
No.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you never have to be mean. And I love that you're saying be more brave. I think that's definitely a great word for 2016. I would love to see people be more brave. And just live their lives out loud. And, you know, like Kim, you were saying, like, I care what you think. I just don't care what you think about me. Like, I really like that. And now, Yana, you also do some blogging and educating.
I do.
I was looking at one of your articles about, like, can I be DTF but still respect myself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so talk about being brave. I think a lot of people out there want to be a little slutty and are just kind of afraid to embrace that part of themselves.
Yeah, that column was a lot about finding a balance between being DTF but also having like some feelings. And I feel like there's like this Tindertopia generation that has decided that we're either going to really embrace casual sex or we're going to be emotional, and that we can't be both.
Which I hate. Why can't you be both?
Yeah. And like writing that column, it's like, it's okay if you like have cuddly feelings for someone that you're having casual sex with. You don't have to like squash it or pretend like it's not.
No,
real.
Guess what? It makes it even more fun.
Yeah. So I was kind of encouraging the person that wrote in that question to be more honest about that they did have like some emotions and not be ashamed of that, but that they could also be kind of this like flood ever forever DTF, really like go get them kind of person as well. And that those two people don't have to be different people. You could be like emotional and still be casual.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Do you think that's possible?
I think it's absolutely possible. And I think that women are a lot more capable of it than they think. I think, you know, the female gender gets a bad rap when it comes to straight like relationships, because I think that there's also this dynamic of like the financial support and the marriage and the kids and this whole, you know, kind of like, what does this relationship mean? And what does the future hold for me type of thing? And I think men can get caught up in that too. But I think women get a bad rap in that department that not all women are looking for like somebody to shack up with and don't need that from you and don't necessarily want that from you.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that you can't be all warm and fuzzy and like actually love somebody.
Yeah, and I think women also get pigeonholed a lot as being incapable of having, like, no strings attached, not a lot of emotions when they're having sex.
Right.
And I think we've done a lot of work to kind of push against that and be like, whatever, like, we can have no strings attached sex. It's fine.
Right.
But also, we've kind of done that to the extent where all of a sudden now we're, like, feeling ashamed when we do have emotions. And I think that we should be able to have both. It's kind of like, you know, women's rights allowed us to not only be housewives, but that doesn't mean that we can't choose to be housewives.
Correct.
So it's kind of like, I can choose to have an emotional connection with the people I'm sleeping with, because, like, that's how, to me, that's what sexual women's rights has become.
Yes. And
I think that having the choice is really where it's at, instead of pretending like the emotion isn't there so we can prove a point almost. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. And I think another point that should be made is that no strings attached sex could also be very emotional, loving sex.
Totally,
I mean, like,
totally.
Expectations are a whole different thing than emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think that people don't really know how to define those differences either. Like, you know, expectations should be discussed and negotiated and talked about and maybe not even exist for some relationships. But when it comes to feelings, like, feelings happen. You know, you step in that shit. Sometimes you got to wipe it off.
Right.
Sometimes you have feelings with the wrong people, but hey, that happens. And then sometimes, like, feelings are really great, like warm, delicious feelings. And it really doesn't even have anything to do with the person that you're feeling it with. It's just how you feel. So, yeah, I think there's a whole lot of conversation.
If people feel like, I think it's whatever works for the two people or more people doing whatever they're doing. Like, if they feel emotionally satisfied by having sex and then just, like, slapping a high five on the way out, and that is what feels good to them, then, like, awesome. But, like, if you feel like you want to, like, be like, hey, I care about you, even if we only sleep together once a month, that's, like, totally fine too.
Yeah, but I still care about you. I would still be there for you. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
If
so if
your body parts are in my body, I want you to care about it.
Thank you.
Unless they're paying enough.
Unless they're paying enough. Is that what you said? They're paying enough not to care. That's terrible. It's great, but it's terrible. No, but so, Yana, what are some other of your resolutions for 2016? Your sex resolutions?
Oh, let's see. I wrote down to be more selfish in the sack, which was more about being direct and kind of working against this idea that, like, women in particular can't ask for what they want. I wrote down to keep it uber consensual, which, as you know, if you've trolled my Instagram, that is kind of one of my resolutions all the time.
I might have.
To me, that is about, like, being really, really good at asking people questions about what they want. And what they don't want, and, like, incorporating it more into my sex life to make it, like, sexy instead of, like, nerdy, which is kind of how I am right now about it. But
I think you're super sexy. Okay. And I think consensual, like, communicative sex is amazing.
Yeah, totally. So I'm trying to, like, work that in a lot more into my sex life this year. And then I also wrote down, find a way to get a free Enjoy 11.
Ah! I think that's more of, is that an actual resolution? Or is that just
a goal?
It's a plan.
A goal. Yeah, it's been a goal of mine for a while.
I think you can make that happen.
2016 is the time
to try. You may have the connection right here, actually.
Right, I'm committing.
Like, in this room, we may be able to hook that up for you. I'm just saying.
Oh, are you, like, just swimming in 3 pound stainless silk steel building?
No, but I've known the owner for about 12 years.
The owner is amazing.
That's awesome.
He's a sweetheart. He's so dedicated for
Enjoy.
See,
look,
you know what?
That resolution may have just happened for you.
Yeah.
I actually heard from a workshop participant come to one of my G-Spot classes. And I talked a lot about the Enjoy Pure Wand, because obviously. And she actually called and ended up talking to the owner somehow via trying to get an Enjoy Enjoy Pure Wand for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this, like, a half an hour conversation about it.
See?
And like, she was like, he was awesome. Yeah.
He's totally great. He's so dedicated to his whole line of toys, Enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
The quality, everything. Stainless steel. They were the first manufacturers of stainless steel toys.
Still my favorite.
It's still
my favorite.
The quality's, like, incredible and stuff. And it's in a beautiful gift box, too.
Oh, I love
it.
And he's great because he's a pervert and proud of it, and he tries all of his toys.
Yeah.
So you will find in the sex toy industry that not everybody does that. So when you do meet someone who does, then you're like, they're on our side. You know, they love it and they let you know, I tried that and it felt pretty good and stuff like that. Or too, is it'll be like, you know what, I need to change it up a little bit, and they'll actually change the design according to what they like.
That's awesome.
All right, Yana, you have some workshops coming up too. So if people are making resolutions about having better sex, trying new things, you've got some great workshops coming up about sex toys in January.
Yeah. Do you want me to talk about them?
Please do.
So I'm doing a sex toys for lovers class at Oh My Sensuality Shop in Northampton. And that's going to be more like a sex toys 101 class for Valentine's Day.
Sweet.
I'm also doing a polyamory and open relationships workshop in East Hampton, Massachusetts at the Eastworks building.
Nice.
And I'm hoping to get both of these in a webinar format on my website, yanatalenhicks.com, so other people can watch it. And then I'm doing a bunch of consent workshops at colleges this winter, which is super exciting.
So that's where you're based out of, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Massachusetts. I'm far away from you guys.
No.
They have sex in Massachusetts?
Well, yeah.
It's cold over here, you know?
Yeah.
They have sex in the Hamptons? What?
That's it. I actually founded the store Grand Opening in Brookline that was there for 12 years. Yeah. So the owner of Oh My, as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh, yeah, Carol worked with me. That was her first time in the sex toy biz. Yeah.
Carol is like a dear mentor of mine.
She's totally great.
Yeah, she's been great to me. Yeah.
Great. Good. Oh, that's
great.
Good to
you
hear.
Guys should just make out already.
I know.
I mean,
that's
my
it.
God.
All right. We already have people in common. That's all you need to know. That's it. Great.
We're all connected.
Yep. We are. And we're going to have to connect you with Enjoy. So thank you so much, Yana, for being on the phone today.
You.
I love what you're doing.
Thanks
Keep doing it.
Me.
You guys follow her on her social media on Instagram. It is at @_VSpot. V as in
Volva.
So make sure you guys follow her, and her website is yanatalenhicks.com. You might have to Google that. All right, then we've got Amanda.
Hello.
What are your sex resolutions for 2016?
Oh, so many.
So many? But it seems like you actually have a pretty good sex life, so.
We do. But there's always room for improvement. There's always room to explore new opportunities, right?
And yes, and there's always room for more sex.
Always.
So I agree with you. I'm right there with you.
So I think my first one is going to be more trying out more of the sensory deprivation.
Ooh.
I think that's going to be a fun one to try.
Okay. And is there anything like, once you deprive yourself of a sense that you're wanting to experience and explore?
Always. Actually, there's a couple of them. I just want to explore that opportunity a little bit more because we've played around with it a little bit, but not to the degree that I would have liked to have. So I think that's something that I would really like to look into a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the most simplest way for sensory deprivation, in case people are like, oh, what's that? Blindfold. You're taking away vision.
That's the first thing I
yes.
Right. But a lot of people don't associate that with sensory deprivation, but that's like the first way
to
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
See.
Well, all right.
And also sensory as well. I mean, the different textures of the product.
Yes.
Cold metal handcuffs versus furry handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
A silk, satin, I can't even talk straight. A satin sash, you know, rope. What are the different textures for rope?
Oh,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we did those few shows on rope, so I could see where that would pique your interest.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely did feel amazing when I got tied up a few times, and you just feel like some of the roughness of some of the other ropes versus like the silk ropes I don't seem to like as much. I like the rough part of, I don't know how you feel about rope, Kim. But.
I would think I would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because if it's a soft, silky rope, then it's not really... It doesn't have the same sensation, I don't think.
Well, I just really enjoyed it. So I could see where you would like to at least, I would explore the differences, you know, and see which one you prefer, see what you like better.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So what else do you have on your list?
That's the biggest. And I think being more open to allowing him to be more dominant, I think that would be another one.
Ooh.
It's more of an intimacy thing for us. I think that being open to allowing him to explore that more
mm-hmm.
and to experience being more of a dominant personality in the bedroom, I think that he would really enjoy that. And I'm kind of a control freak, so
so you're like, no.
That new opportunity, that's kind of a big deal for me for 2016. I think letting go a little bit and uncorking.
No, I like that. So letting go of a little bit of the control in the bedroom is your sex resolution. I like that because I think that, you know, there's definitely people out there that, you know, want to be submissive, but they want to tell their doms how they want to be dominated.
Right. And I think that kind of really defeats the purpose. So just really opening up to the experience and allowing whatever the possibility is of happening, mm-hmm. and really exploring it more, you know, really. Because I know at the end of the day, we have that solid foundation to where he's not going to do anything that he knows I don't like. So why not give him the opportunity to make that choice? Why not give him that consent to allow him to explore it?
Right. Just to come up with things. See, I don't know. I would love to just be given a list of, like, this is the shit I want to do to you. Like, oh.
Well, that's what you do when you're, like, having dinner at some restaurant okay. and you're not yeah. in the scene. I mean, that's the whole part of negotiation is, like, right. this is what I like. This is what I don't
but
like.
But even when you use the word negotiation, it sounds so serious.
Well, that's why you do it when you go to, like, a quiet restaurant that's serious. You know?
It just sounds so serious, though. Like, 50 Shades of Grey made it seem so serious. And I realize that in some... you know, relationships.
Right.
That or it's necessary and right. they do want to know like what's allowed, what's not allowed, because they want to be able to just like, you know, bust it out whenever the mood strikes them. I get that. Right. I'm saying like, you know, you come across some porn pic and you go like, huh, I wouldn't, let's I like try that. Like, I wouldn't mind trying that sometime.
That.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, like I definitely am in a relationship where it's very, the communication lines are very open to be able to like, send me some bizarre, crazy, whatever, and I'd be like, okay. Or I might be like, not really. But it still wouldn't change my relationship dynamic.
Right. Instead of a negotiation mm-hmm. list, it could be a do me, don't do me. And that kind of says the same thing. Yeah.
I just think, like, just always bring it up. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe I'll even come back to it. Maybe at first I'll be like, nah. And then I'll, you know, a couple weeks from now, I'll go, remember that thing that you want to try? Like, I kind of think I want to try that now, too. You know,
I like
just
the idea of that.
Yeah, it's an ongoing conversation.
I like the idea of making a list and, you know, just kind of talking about it. If you think about it, you make lists all the time.
Right.
You know, make a list for these are our goals that we have for 2016. Well, who really sit down and write the list of this is the kind of sexy shit we're going to try out this
yes.
year, this month, this is what we're going to do.
I love that.
I don't really know anybody who does that.
You know what? We should create a list that people can print out and we're just going to do that, Amanda.
Perfect. I'm on board.
And Santa's going to check it twice and make sure you're naughty.
Exactly. And Kim showed up in a Santa costume today, just saying.
I did.
Oh, I love
so her. It may or may not be Kim.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love it. All right. So anything else you wanted to share with us, Amanda?
Nope. I think that's it for right now.
Okay. So I think you and I should create this list and we'll definitely blast it out on our social media. We'll
Perfect.
Give people a
I'm
tool so they can use that for their sex resolutions. Thanks, Amanda. If you guys want to connect with Amanda, it is AmandaHillsdale.com on social media and her website, AmandaHillsdale.com. We've also got Susan. Susan, I got to hear what's on your list of sexual resolutions for the new year. Oh, she's gone. Susan. Oh, there she is.
Hi.
Hi. That's right. I made a mistake.
Away and I'm not on air.
Were you like, blah, 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 blah?
Yes.
Oops. All right. So tell me, I've got to hear, what are your sexual resolutions for the new year? Because you're a pretty adventurous gal.
I am. You know, I was thinking about it and I was thinking it might be fun to do like have a, you know, add to my list. Sex with guys from other countries because I haven't done that in a while.
I love
and
that.
Thank you. And I've recently been talking to friends who live in other countries, and it just kind of, I was thinking, you know, it's always different to be with somebody who has, you know, a completely different culture than mm-hmm. I do, to see what's different and what their moves are and
so. Check out their moves.
Yes.
I like the way you move. Oh my God, I love it. So, and I agree with you, by the way, you know, they did this whole documentary about sex tourism. I mean, I don't really see you as a sex tourist, but in a way, I guess we kind of are.
I kind of am.
Yeah. Like when we go, I mean, it's not like, I mean, I don't know if you're doing the whole sugar mama thing and like you're buying him dinner and all that stuff, but.
Oh no. No.
You're like, forget that.
Know them a little bit first. I mean, if it's somebody from another country, I at least have to have a sense of their character.
Sure.
So that I know if I, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
But there are plenty of people from other countries in the U.S., so.
You don't even have to travel. Look at that.
Exactly.
You could just put it out there like, hey, so if any of your friends are from another country, have an accent,
yeah.
I would love
or
to hook
visiting.
Up with them. Yes. Oh, especially if they're just visiting.
I know.
Yeah, they have to go back with a good story.
Yeah, and then you don't have to deal with the, was I clear about not wanting to see you in the future? Mm-hmm. Did you, I don't know if you were on the line during that conversation,
no,
Susan?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay. So we were talking about this chart that tells, like, what kind of person are you when it comes to, like, weaning things off. Like, do you just disappear? Do you just send texts that are kind of ambiguous? Like, hey, I've been so busy, but I really can't wait to see you when I'm not busy. Or is it like, you know, you just kind of stop liking their stuff and not really reaching out so much? Or do you say like, hey, that was really fun, I'm good, good luck with your life? Like, what kind of person are you?
I think it really depends on the relationship. If the relationship calls for it, I would have a closure conversation, a completion conversation. But the other relationships don't necessitate that, and I'm okay with doing the, you know, I'm really busy right now. Maybe we'll talk again when I'm not so busy.
Right. And I love that, like, when you find somebody that's okay with that, and you know that you could talk in 6 months, like, you could shoot a text in a year and be, like, all hot and heavy and, like, you guys just picked up where you left off type of thing.
Exactly. Like, and I love having those men in my life.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. Because you could be like, hey, I really need a weekend. Want to come?
Exactly.
Literally.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So resolution to sleep with. So you need some international men in your life for 2016. Anything else on the list?
I definitely want to try some new toys.
Ooh.
I'm always up for a new toy. So.
Okay. Well, you definitely need to stay on then, because Kim, a.k.a. Santa, brought some toys for New Year's resolution.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yep. So you can listen to.
Oh, yeah. And did you happen to see on my Facebook there, I posted this toy called the Womanizer. Have you been hearing about this thing? Have you gotten to review it?
Not yet.
Susan, have you seen this thing?
I haven't, but I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Because somebody was asking me about it and I'm like, I haven't even seen it. So,
really? Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I looked it up after that and I was like, hey.
No,
so I reached out to them.
Yeah. And they were, I think not Kickstarter, but Indiegogo funded.
So is the hype, I wonder? I don't know.
If you're a clit girl, that's what it does. And
I mean, who isn't a clit girl?
Like, mediocrely.
Okay, but that still wouldn't make you not a clit girl, would it?
No, not one.
I don't know anybody that's like, no, don't touch my clit.
Yeah, no. I'm sure they're out there, but yeah, no. So that's what it does, and it's like in all these, like, jaguar
to be like a
color.
Thing or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like blingy. You can get some blingy ones.
Exactly.
Like, it's got to be really good if I'm going to start customizing that shit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's.
Like, if I'm naming my sex toy, it's got to be really good.
It's got to be good. Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I just saw an ad for, like, a gold-plated sex toy. It's like, really? Are you going to enjoy sex that much better because it's gold-plated?
Yeah. I don't know. My thing was, they said it's girl's best friend. And I'm like, I'm guessing somebody's mouth is a better friend to my vulva.
But then it's
saying.
Attached to a body.
Exactly.
And if you don't want that.
Well, if you don't want the body.
Just crack out the woman.
Yeah.
Just temporarily. Just, I'll have the body temporarily.
Right. Well, then you have to learn how to say goodbye. That takes us to the top of the hour before.
I know. Oh, God. So, Susan, this might be a product that could work for you.
I know. It
Hopefully
sounds intriguing.
It. Yeah, it sounds really intriguing. So I'll post some more stuff about it. Hopefully we'll get to do a little show on it. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to figure out what's in Santa's bag of tricks. Stay with us.
Go ahead and adjust your vibrator while we take a quick break from Play With Me.
Hey, it's Sunny. Did you miss last week's episode of Ask the Doc? Well, there is something definitely wrong with you. Here is what you missed. Ask the Doc.
You're 23 years old, and you've never masturbated.
No.
Have you ever had sex?
No.
So you're a virgin, and you never, ever have masturbated in your entire life?
No.
Have you ever had an orgasm without masturbating, like just like in your sleep, or like kind of like maybe by crossing your legs or some sort of internal orgasm?
No.
Never. Wow.
So I sent her a box of toys.
So we found this out.
Yes.
And I sent her a huge box of toys.
It is my life goal to change the world one orgasm at a time. And I thought, let's start here. So I sent an iVibe, iPlay, and a pocket rocket.
First of all, I think, just so you're aware, that was Doc Johnson's, like, motto or, like, tagline or something.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
like back in like the 90s or like late 80s.
That was before I was born.
Yeah.
Right. Check out Ask the Doc on PlayboyRadio.com.
If you haven't been listening to PlayboyRadio.com,
this is what you're missing.
Amazon modeling, which is something I am not qualified for at a whopping 5'1". I found out about, through Playboy.com, a woman who goes by Amazon Cynthia. So she's actually a Brazilian model. She's 6'8". She weighs 200 pounds. And this is actually a target market. This is a full market that I didn't even know about. There's like suicide girls, and there's Playboy who doesn't really like the tattoos, and there's fetish models, and now there's 200-pound ladies that sit on people and crush people for money, and people actually pay for that.
You know what you should do? Nope. You should go to a 24-hour fitness. You should actually smoke cigarettes while you're on the treadmill. LA people would be like, oh, my God. I dare you saying this. Asians smoke. The minute they walk out of the gym, they all start smoking cigarettes. That's why. That must be why Asians live to like 130.
They've got it all right.
They figured it out.
For this and even more great content, make sure to go to PlayboyRadio.com.
Shooting home movies in the bedroom?
Oh.
Not as easy as it seems. Watch our newest series, Adult Film School, where we assist real couples who want to create something to remember. With a real crew and custom-made set, we're helping couples create something to remember. Join host Holly Randall as she helps turn couples' fantasies into reality.
I would like to see a little bit more foreplay. We're going to spice up your sex life. Open it up for the camera.
Check with your cable or satellite provider or visit PlayboyTV.com to see what you've been missing.
Oh, yeah.
Now we return to Play With Me on PlayboyRadio.com.
And we're back. We're talking all about New Year's resolutions for better sex, more adventurous sex. What other kind of sex should we have in the new year? More kinky sex?
Kinky sex is always a good one. Like, what else is there? Adventurous is something that you haven't done before.
Right.
Or you fantasized about doing.
But that could include kinky.
It could include kinky. Kinky. Okay, now this is interesting that you bring this up, because this one guy I dated, the only sex that he wanted was kink-oriented.
Yeah.
So,
I think is a lot of people out there,
actually. I think it is a lot of people. Yeah. Exactly. So, like, when I wanted to do, like, vanilla sex, that type of thing, he was awful at it. And the worst part, he had this beautiful dick.
And would it just not get hard during
vanilla
sex? No,
it got really nice. No, it got hard during kinky sex, but it did with vanilla sex, but he didn't know how to use it. Honestly, it was like...
You're like breaking my heart right now.
Well, it was a challenge, let me tell you, because it's like, no, I don't
want... Okay, no, it's a challenge if it doesn't even get hard for vanilla sex.
True, yeah, that's
which I have heard too.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, because that's what it is they've programmed themselves that's the only thing they get off on is the kinky part. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think having it as the only thing is kind of an issue. There.
Well, it can be if that's really not your thing. Like, there's the stories that I've heard are that there are people out there who generally are only going to get off a certain way, which I totally understand that. To some extent, I think we're all kind of wired like that, but just maybe the things that get us off aren't that extreme.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there is the one thing that you just know is going to...
Define extreme.
Well, it is Play With Me, so our definitions of extreme might be a little...
Yeah, exactly. Those chandeliers are pretty good up there, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's actually a really good conversation for another time.
It is a great conversation.
That's a good deep one that could go on for a while.
But let's say, though, and this could also be in your resolutions for 2016, is that just because there's that one thing that really gets you off doesn't mean that you can't still participate in an intimate relationship with your partner and get them off.
Right.
Like, you can still engage in quote unquote vanilla intercourse. Right. Well, not even intercourse, but like some sort of sexual play.
Sure.
You know, that doesn't involve you actually ejaculating.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And people are totally okay with that. You can be a giver. I mean, hey, maybe even that be a resolution. Maybe once a month or once a week have sex that doesn't involve actual penetration.
That's fun, actually.
It's really fun
to try, because then you realize the value of lube and armpits.
That is so funny because we just talked about having sex with armpits last week.
See?
Re-listening to the show last week.
Yeah, we're on that plane, let me tell you. We are on that plane.
Oh, yes. That's on my checklist of things to do this week. That's armpit sex.
Armpit sex. It's really safe to do that. So,
I think that's a great way to like get to know each other's bodies.
Yeah, for sure.
And play with each other and experience things in an erotic way that aren't just the normal like bang, bang, bang.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it gets so boring.
Which is the majority of what people do. So that is one of the New Year's resolutions, is do something different.
How about this? Don't have sex.
Don't have sex.
No, do everything but sex. No, just like
the
occasionally.
Definition of, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just like occasionally. I'm not saying for the whole year.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, we'd be a wreck.
There's
people would be
who
driving
do
around
that.
Pissed off.
They're like, oh, I'm going to be celibate for a year. I'm like,
what?
I have met so many women that are like, I'm taking a break, I'm celibate. And you just kind of look at them like,
what is that doing for you?
Yeah, what is that doing for you? Oh, no, I'm good with it. And, you know, I don't want to tell anybody right or wrong.
Of course.
But I look at them and I'm like, does that include masturbation? They're like, hell no. I'm like, well, you know.
Well,
so, hello.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah. So it's
I don't know. I think that's a lost moment. That's a lost encounter. I think that maybe those people have had some sexual encounters that maybe they don't feel good about.
Right.
And they feel depleted. They feel like, but that's I think, a choice in the person that you're choosing to be sexual with.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Like maybe grow in that way, but don't deprive yourself.
Don't deprive yourself and stuff. I mean, my philosophy has always been, if you are happy, then it's okay.
Yeah.
So like, even if you're a virgin or whatever, if you are happy and good with it, that's totally fine. I'm not judging you or anything like that.
No, support your decision.
That's
fully.
It. I really, really do. So it's like, are you happy? And it's funny because when you talk to people, which is why I like talking more than like internet stuff, you see their facial reactions like, yeah, I'm happy. You know, and then their eyebrows wrinkle up and they kind of look down. It's like, well, that's not the happy face emoji to me.
Right. That is not happiness to see
me. It's not.
No,
so.
No,
yeah.
I agree. And I think that people, even if they just had more sex.
Oh, they'd be way happier.
Even if it's not great sex all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But even just like put it on the calendar to have more sex.
But without a schedule too, you know, I mean, that's a big thing too.
Okay, and, but you're talking about people who have a remotely healthy sex life. There are tons of people out there that are not having sex more than once a month.
Right. I know.
Which, in my opinion, is not healthy. I mean, there's so much life happening on a daily basis.
For sure.
Yeah. If you're not reconnecting with your partner more than once a month, I don't feel that's healthy for a relationship.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
No.
So if you have to schedule that shit just so you remember it, by all means, schedule
it. Get rid
of
the kids.
Get it on the calendar.
And then put the phone away.
Yes. Set the phone reminder.
Well, for the,
set up
for
the
date. But then when you're doing it, put the phone away, off.
Phones shouldn't even be allowed in the bedroom.
No,
unless it's for
filming.
Taking pills.
Yeah, you pervert.
Yes. Unless it's for video. That's the only reason. Video and pictures.
So I've got some toys for that New Year's resolution.
Okay, because that's definitely on my list, is try something different.
Try something different.
And for some people, that's going to be toys or types of toys.
It could be types of toys. I mean, like, if you like vibrators, try taking the batteries out and use it as a dildo.
Yes, but I like vibrators.
Yeah, because that'll make it a different sensation is when you make a vibrator into a dildo, which also works when they conk out or when you need to put batteries in them. So, you know, vibrators can be a dildo, but the other way around, not so much. But it depends because there's all different ones out there.
Well, so, if you throw a vibrator on your dildo, then you can make it. Like if you put a cock ring on your dildo.
That's right.
Then you can make it into a vibrating. All right, now we're just getting geeky.
No, it's true. It's true.
Silly.
So speaking of which, like, this is a great one. It's always fucks up with the sound guy there. He's like, what are you doing to the mic? No, actually, the fun thing to do, and this is great, phone sex. That's a really good one to put on resolution.
Phone sex.
Yeah, phone sex is great. So what you do, I don't know if you've done this, but you get your cheek, like, nice and moist, and then you just go...
Oh my God. Okay, I can't look at you while you do that, but.
It's so good.
But the sound is amazing.
It totally works. Yeah, you know, that's what you can. That's
wow.
Guys will respond to that like nobody's business. They
guys, I think I just came.
Boom. You can like, yeah, just on sound.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I love
that.
One, but okay, so even if you're like, obviously, if you're in a long distance relationship, it's probably going to happen more often than not. So if you're with somebody that you're in bed with every night, maybe go to the other end of the house and have a little phone sex.
That's all that matters. Yeah. That's all you can do, like, easy.
I mean, just make it fun. Make it different.
Right. And now, you know what I've been doing is FaceTiming phone sex, which is completely different because I tell you, you can put your phone in places that I have not seen before.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa.
Whoa. So that's what's so exciting down there, you know? And then you like kind of like get some other action going on, like a vibrator or fingers or something like that. And you're like, whoa,
and
this
you're
shit's
all, hey.
Like, I love these personal communication devices. Yes. I really do. And
oh
so,
my gosh.
Yeah.
You guys, if you're not using your technology,
yeah,
what the hell?
Right.
Maybe that's a resolution for you in 2016. Take more sexy selfies for your spouse, for your boyfriend, for
another
your lover.
Use for a selfie stick, huh? You can just like
right
make
there.
That right there without having
You know there's that selfie stick vibrator.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Hey, that, if you're into,
there you go.
You know, the it's straight up anatomy.
Totally, totally. Yeah.
It could be interesting.
You have to try that one.
Could be interesting.
Try that one.
Not sexy necessarily, in my opinion,
well,
but it could be interesting.
Depends. That's for sure.
This is what it looks like up my butt.
It does.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
it's not really working for me.
I know, but a lot of people.
Yes.
It's so funny. For everything that's a turn on for somebody is a total gross out for somebody else.
But hey, I
everything.
Heard this a long time ago and I love it. It's don't yuck my yum. Like, I'm not going to yuck it. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, that's so gross.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Which is
but,
like, stop
you know, some things just don't work for me.
That's it. I know.
Not many.
That, yeah, right. Right, right.
But some.
But
so,
some.
You know, like, what about for people who maybe want to try to be more adventurous? Like, maybe involve some other bodies.
Well,
like, not really have a threesome. Maybe they don't want to have a full-blown threesome. Like, for those people, I would recommend, like, hey, if you don't know if your relationship can handle it, start out with a blow-up doll. Or
you
just
can try a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
I happen to have one with me right now.
Of course you do,
Of
Santa.
Course. It's the vibrating cyber skin.
Ooh.
She's cinnamon, so, you know, you can get any
Does
color
she smell like cinnamon?
That she could. I know, you can put a little cinnamon on it. And she's got this wonderful, I mean, isn't that, that's so realistic. She's got a real, it's a blow-up doll, but what it is, it's got a cyber skin insert that fits into the vulva, so it's the pussy and then the ass. Now, here's the funny thing. It's actually a single tube. So it's technically anatomically correct.
I was
okay?
going to say, so does it go in the ass and out the pussy?
It can, depending on what size you are. So,
what?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I just
want to
squish it.
You can squish it.
I just want to stick my
finger
well,
see,
in it.
It's got a little tiny
try me.
Bimy. Isn't that cute?
It's got a baby.
I know. It's got a little tiny vulva on the package.
Oh, it's
so you can put
sticky
your
too.
Finger in it.
Somebody else has been fingering
this, maybe, yeah, yeah. Here, I'll give you the sound effect of that.
Oh my god.
And that's just
funny.
A toy in a package. So, yeah.
But that would be great. Like, if I, and I think there's something to be said for that. If I had a penis, I would be having sex with a blow up doll.
Really?
I would.
Well, you know what's funny?
I would
think
put my dick in
dolls,
anything if I had a penis.
Yeah, probably. Blow
I would
up
have
dolls,
sex
I think,
fruits.
Are the biggest. Well, that one I can totally see. The cantaloupe thing kind of is a turn on. But the blow up doll thing, I think, is the biggest taboo of admitting that you use one.
Why?
Because I think that's kind of like, I don't know. Maybe there's like a big shame factor in there as
no
opposed
way.
To.
No way. I made my partners have
blow
sex
up doll.
With like.
Yeah,
you know, big old
blow up dolls.
Yeah,
the industry, the sex toy industry, sells a gazillion blow up dolls.
But yet it's like,
but yet you never like really hear
nobody talks about
it. No, they'll talk about vibrators and dildos,
but
and
that's
pegging
kind of the same thing.
And things like that. Well, yeah, but that's the thing is you'll never. Oh, no, I don't say you'll never, but you rarely find somebody that's like, oh yeah, I get off with blow up dolls all the time.
You know what? But I feel like the guy ones that I've seen are pretty cheesy. Like, they don't even come with a penis.
Oh, the guy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy ones aren't really perfected that well.
No,
so,
it's only the female ones,
and,
which is fine.
Right,
but
and what's funny is they market those for gay men. As if
the guy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, as if they
the
just want to have sex with a balloon. I mean,
exactly.
It's basically like a big balloon with no penis.
Sometimes. Well, then they'd be on the receiving end. And that,
right.
But. Yeah.
How do you
it's
fix,
just
you
it's funny
that?
Like sex toy marketing we can get into that.
Well, I think really if they made a nice okay or maybe I should just strap one on the blow up doll guy. I'll just strap one on.
That
him.
Could work. That could work. Or strap it onto the girl one.
But the hard part is I want to make out with it and it doesn't really
they don't kiss really well.
No.
No, I know. That That's the plan.
Okay, I need a blow-up doll that'll kiss me back.
I need a blow-up doll kiss me back. That's got like
toy manufacturers
cyber skin mouth
make
from
that happen.
That's it.
But I love the cyber skin. I love cinnamon.
Cyber skin.
I like
wonderful.
Her little brown.
It's a Topco product. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's nice skin-like
it's
too.
Nice. Well, so then what about the other products that you brought? Obviously, you have an anal probe, which looks really.
I love these. This is
like,
super comfortable. It's silicone, actually.
Ooh,
it's a bottoms up dual silicone. Absolutely. Dual silicone plug, I guess, although you can just kind of use it as a stimulator, too, in and out. That's a really great one for many reasons. One, it's silicone, so super, super easy to clean. It's firm enough.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm in love with the little mushroom tip
nice.
On this.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
That reminds me of a penis I used to know.
Isn't that funny how you remember stuff like that?
It's
really
our
good.
Subconscious.
It
working.
Is. It
like
is.
You'll like things for no reason.
And you're like, oh, I remember why.
Yes.
And this is funny. Like, I brought this because a lot of people have not tried anal sex, either on the giving or receiving end. And the beauty of anal sex is that it's anybody can do it.
Yes.
You know, anybody can be on the giving end. Anybody can be on the receiving end.
Yes.
So it is an excellent win-win sex thing. If you've never tried it, remember the three keys. Lubrication, lots of it. Relaxation, lots of it. And communication, lots of it.
Lots.
So, yeah. So if you want to try it out, something like this, bottoms up silicone dual set and anal toy set, it's called. It's a great way because there's two different shapes and it's firm enough and they're not scary sizes.
Right. They're not huge.
They're not huge.
Like the entire probe is like maybe 5 inches.
About. Yep.
Yeah. And then they've got different styles. Like one has that little mushroom tip I was telling you guys about and then a really slender shaft.
Exactly.
Which is nice. So once it goes in, you don't even really necessarily feel it.
No.
Like you know it's there. What makes
Right.
Which
it's
makes
super,
it
super
naughty,
comfortable.
But,
and it's got that ring. So that's the thing. If you're going to, you know, if you have an interest in trying anal sex, try with yourself first because you can communicate with yourself a lot more easily and you'll get a little self-confidence of like, oh, hey, this wasn't so bad, you know? And something like these aren't real big, so you don't have to worry about, not worry, but you don't have to think, oh, that looks too big. I don't want to do that because your muscles will clench up and it won't be a comfortable time.
Right. Or let them watch. Like if, you know, if you have a guy who's maybe like, yeah, I want to try it. I'm not really sure if I want you doing it to me yet. Like here, you do it.
Right.
Let me watch while you jerk off, or I can help you with that.
Exactly. And you give them that encouragement that it's okay. Yeah.
Which
so
is
that's
super sexy, by the way.
Yep, for sure.
That
definitely.
Could totally fit into the category of not having sex, but having sex.
Uh-huh.
For our resolution for the new year.
Yep.
Okay, so now what about having sex with a famous person?
Sex with a famous person. Well, you know, you could wait out on Hollywood Boulevard and wait for that new premiere.
I mean, we live in L.A., so there's the possibility.
I know. It's probably not going
to
happen.
Susan was saying she wants to have sex with international people. She needs some more...
She can't blow up.
So maybe, having sex with a famous person
famous
could be
person.
On the list.
A lot of people fantasize about that. And while there's a few famous people that happen to be molded, their vulvas. Now, most of them tend to be porn stars because, I mean, you wouldn't really see, you know, Angelina Jolie doing something like that. I mean, you can always fantasize about that part of it because you probably haven't seen it.
Right.
So you can get one that you're like, hey, you know what? That looks just like her and close your eyes and pretend that you're
there
with
you
her.
There
but
you
then
go.
You can also use Farrah Abraham.
Ah, and
that's
of course she's
it.
In the studio. Well, at least her vulva is.
It is, yeah.
Let's hear
it from Farrah. She's like, she was 16 and pregnant and then teen mom and she's got the MTV.
Oh, that's her.
That's her.
Oh, see,
yeah.
I don't even know. Look, and I'm like, who's
see that? See that vulva? That's cranked out a little baby, okay? So, I mean, you might get off on that too. So, So she did that molding here at Topco. So we've got a whole Farrah line, including Farrah blow up doll. So that could like integrate the famous person and the vulva out of cyber skin. So that's pretty popular. This actually sells really, really well. And I think maybe, you know, because people know that it is a
they
person.
Know who it is.
Yeah,
and so
like
then they create the fantasy.
Twitter followers.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck her.
Star
so.
Fuckers.
Yeah, exactly. So that can definitely work in that direction.
All right. I like that. All right. So trying something different. Obviously, we had the anal sex. And then you also brought a really pretty glass piece.
Yeah. Glass is a real interesting material. I personally love it a lot. It's very unforgiving. Your body has to mold around it. It does not move.
I love glass.
It's really something.
I love it.
I love it. That's like my favorite. It's so, it feels to me so spiritual. I just really love glass. It goes way beyond.
I love glass. It's great for temperature play. I mean, you can, you know, it's going to be cool to the touch initially. So it's like, and then it's going to warm up to your body temperature, which is like,
It's totally. And that's the thing with glass. I think this is the only material that I've encountered in the sex toy world that you're either like into it or repulsed by it.
Right.
Like, of course, the number one question is, what if it breaks?
Right.
And it's like, well, the analogy that I always say is, do you ever go into a restaurant and someone gives you water and a drinking glass and you look at it and go, whoa, what if that breaks?
Right. Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, thousands of people have used that glass before. And not only that, when you bring a glass up to your mouth, it's 1/8 of an inch away from your enamel of your teeth, which is the hardest material in your body. Last time I checked, I do not have enamel in my vulva. Okay. Last time I checked. So, yeah. So glass. So if you're like kind of not turned on by it, make that a resolution. Try a glass toy.
And glass has become a lot more affordable. When it first came out on the market, everything was hand blown. It was super expensive.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was an investment to try it out. Now you can get glass so inexpensively.
You sure can. Yeah.
So definitely give it a try.
Glass four way, but you can find them pretty easily. So, yeah. So I definitely recommend that. And like you say, they're pretty inexpensive.
Yes.
And see it. I mean, they make them in incredible colors and shapes and everything.
They're so pretty.
They're really pretty.
So pretty. I mean, and especially if you want to give your partner the visual, maybe that's your resolution for the year, is to actually let your partner watch you pleasure yourself. Maybe that's something you haven't done before. It's something that we can,
exactly.
You know, can be kind of scary.
And hey, you're hooking in with the Star Wars release, you can get a clear glass dildo and then duct tape a flashlight on the bottom and make it your pervert lightsaber.
Yes.
Do that. Do that.
Yes.
Do that.
With some Star Wars. All right. Thank you so much, Kim Ayers, for being in the studio with me today.
KimAyers.com.
KimAyers.com and GrandOpening.com.
GrandOpening.com.
And follow her on her social media at Kim Ayers. And then, of course, come back for some more Play With Me.